Unit 2. Reading Passage. We live in a time when robot vehicles roam across other planets, tiny machines course through blood vessels, and unmanned aircraft fly over hostile territory. Many of these ideas were envisioned long ago by science fiction writers. Their work has inspired engineers and researchers who have gone on to develop products similar to the ones they encountered in fictional stories. In numerous fields, such as space exploration, robotics, military hardware, and medical research, the visions of science fiction writers have provided ample inspiration for new technologies. There has long been a nexus between science fiction writing and hard science. In fact, several of the top authors of the 20th century, like Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke, were trained scientists. Back in 1945, a meeting was held between researchers and authors like Robert Heinlein. They met to map out long-term goals for scientific advancement. More recently, NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, has worked with authors to brainstorm ideas for future missions. Likewise, the European Space Agency has employed people to read classic works of science fiction in search of promising ideas. It's not surprising that space exploration has been profoundly impacted by science fiction. In stories, TV shows, and movies, explorers are equipped with laser guns and other wondrous gadgets. Some of them are now a reality. For instance, NASA has created a system called Nugget, which can detect signs of life from a distance. It's similar to the tricorder device used in the classic 1960s TV show Star Trek. Also, NASA's Deep Space One spacecraft, launched in 1998, used an ion propulsion engine, an idea also featured decades earlier in Star Trek. Robotics is another area where the once unreal is now taking shape. Artificial intelligence is at the center of many efforts as researchers seek to create machines that can outsmart people. Scientists at the University of Reading, England, have already created a brain made from the neurons of rats. The next step is to use human neurons to replicate a brain that can control a robot. In fact, back in 1965, Keith Laumer wrote A Plague of Dreams, in which aliens stole human brains to use in robot bodies. The military is also interested in robots and other futuristic technologies for use on the battlefield. There is ample precedent for such ideas in science fiction stories. In Second Variety, a 1953 Philip K. Dick short story, intelligent robots fight with deadly efficiency. More than 50 years later, the U.S. military has working systems like the Predator, an unmanned, remote-controlled aircraft. There are also robotic vehicles which carry cameras and thermal imaging equipment. By entering a potentially dangerous area, they can determine if it's safe for human soldiers to enter. Amazing technologies are also being developed to save lives. One of the most exciting areas is nanotechnology. In the 1966 sci-fi film Fantastic Voyage, a microscopic submarine journeyed through a person's body. Nanobots now have the potential to do just that. In Montreal, Canada, researchers have developed a way to inject a nanobot into a blood vessel. It's hoped that in the near future, sophisticated mini-machines may travel through a patient's body, targeting infections and tumors. As exciting as current realizations of science fiction are, the future looks even more incredible. Areas like virtual reality, holography, and even teleportation could make daily life seem like a scene from a fantasy story. The imaginations of science fiction writers and the dedication they inspire in the world's scientists will certainly be key ingredients as we push forward into the future.